USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Amid the China trade chaos, the Dow plummets a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324, the biggest single-day loss since January. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 down 69 points. President Trump says he will meet with the president of China next month in Osaka, Japan.
I'll meet with him directly.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was on his way to a turkey hunt this fall. The latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015. Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most popular stars in the 50s and 60s, has died. She was 97 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
A funeral service and a 12-mile procession bringing traffic on I-10 to a standstill as hundreds of police officers from across the country attend the service for Biloxi Police Officer Robert McKeithen. He was ambushed and shot to death in front of Biloxi Police Headquarters by a 19-year-old man, Darian Tawan Atkinson. He's under arrest and charged with murder. Shifting gears now to economic news, the price you pay at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Gasoline prices have decreased by 4.1 cents per gallon for a national average of $2.85. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us why the price has decreased.
Well, a lot of it is an undoing of factors that led to higher prices in the first place. Generally, refineries have concluded maintenance and are boosting production of gasoline. In addition, most areas across the country have finished the move to summer gasoline.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon apparently shifting more money to help secure our southern border with Mexico. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan visited the border town of McAllen, Texas over the weekend, and he says the Pentagon is going to do what they need to do to help keep our border between the United States and Mexico safe. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says the only reason the Pentagon has to step in is because
Congress isn't doing their job. The president is left to use his authorities to actually look at ways that he can solve a crisis. If Congress would actually step up, we wouldn't need the Department of Defense, but because they're not stepping up, the president has to step in and he has to solve this problem on his own. Remember, you don't accept nominations for political appointees to be popular. You accept nomination to be a political appointee to do your job, and we have to have DHS do that.
Judd was speaking there on Fox News.
To D.C. now, where the Supreme Court rules in a large antitrust case. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling against Apple in the case. It says iPhone users can sue Apple for alleged monopolization. Plaintiffs arguing that Apple's monopoly over the company's app store has led to inflated app prices across the board. That ruling allows a class action lawsuit against Apple to move forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.